Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, August 4th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with Amazon driving NASDAQ futures higher amid upbeat revenue guidance and signs of AWS stabilization in its earnings highlights. European equity markets have also opened positive following a rebound in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is weaker against the Aussie and sterling, but steady elsewhere. Treasury yields are up at the short end, but down at the long. WTI crude oil futures are higher, gold is slightly lower, and commodities overall are narrowly mixed. Risk appetite in the markets is attempting to stabilize after strong declines in the past three sessions and ahead of the U.S. employment data print due to be released later. On the APAC central bank front, the Reserve Bank of Australia has made little change to its economic forecasts, which assume the cash rate will peak at 4.25% versus the current 4.10%. The bank predicts that inflation will return to within its target in late 2025, while the near-term GDP growth outlook has been lowered due to the cost of living putting a bigger drag on consumption. Following the bank's hold decision on Tuesday, economists are now expecting only one more rate hike by year-end. However, markets are also pricing in a more than 50% chance that the Reserve Bank of Australia's tightening cycle is over. In China, Central Bank PBOC has reiterated the pledge to boost funding for private sector after the new governor met with real estate executives. On the data front, the German factory orders print was surprisingly beat on large aerospace orders, but the French June industrial production came in lower than consensus. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the July non-farm payrolls, July unemployment rate, July average weekly hours, and average hourly earnings. Notable earnings reporter in the U.S. today is Lyondell Bassell. In corporate news, KKR is in advanced talks to acquire Simon & Schuster from Paramount Global for $1.65 billion, according to Reuters. Tiger Global has revealed a large stake in Apollo Global Management without disclosing the size of it, in a mid-year letter sent to investors cited by the Financial Times. Asian equities rebounded on Friday. Hong Kong led the gains in Greater China with property stocks outperforming. It was quiet elsewhere, with benchmarks in Japan and Korea hovering around a flat line. Taiwan and Australian equities finished slightly lower. European equity markets are mostly higher. Sterling remains in focus after getting whipsawed on Thursday following the Bank of England's modest rate hike. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, August 4th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.